Near the Fells Parkland in Malden, a Haitian immigrant has found quiet refuge for the past decade from trouble back home. But he's far from the typical immigrant fleeing violence or political turmoil. In Haiti, Jean Morose Villiana stands accused of murder, attempted murder, and torture. But living here, he's escaped trial in both his new country and his old one. Some of his alleged victims are now suing Villiana in this country. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri has our story and a warning that this contains details some listeners may find graphic.
At first inspection, Jean Morose Villiana does not look like what President Trump describes as a bad hombre. He appears to be a lawful permanent resident of the United States. He has a Social Security card and a Massachusetts driver's license, both issued in 2008. And law enforcement sources tell WBUR that he comes up clean on criminal background checks. Villiana isn't hiding. He's on Facebook, LinkedIn, and MeetMe. But some of those who met him and knew him when Villiana was mayor of a small town in far western Haiti call him a violent thug. They accuse him of employing a paramilitary gang to rule by threats and terror. He's been under indictment in Haiti since early 2010.
For those who do not know him, Jean Morose is the criminal with no conscience.
David Boniface is a teacher and a human rights advocate in Les Irois. He's also a plaintiff, along with fellow townsmen Judère Ismay and Nisage Mater, in a civil suit just filed against Jean Villiana in federal court here in Boston.
He burned down 36 houses, he killed my brother, cut off Nisage's leg, and he blinded Judère Ismay in one eye, and then fled to the U.S. to hide where he knows we cannot find him.
Villiana was first elected mayor in 2006, and Boniface says he became an early target of the mayor when he stood up in a Haitian courtroom to testify against the mayor in July 2007. After a townswoman accused the mayor of having beaten her with a pistol, Boniface accused Mayor Villiana of abusing power.
He told me he would deal with me later.
Villiana relied on a political machine called Correga. In Haiti, political machines often excel at getting out the vote as well as getting out the guns. Political paramilitaries are called chimé. That night in 2007, Villiana allegedly armed his chimé with machetes, clubs, picks, and guns, then led them to Boniface's home to make good on his threat. Boniface wasn't home.
Since I wasn't there, they killed my younger brother, Ecclesiast Boniface.
According to the allegations in both the criminal indictment in Haiti and the suit just filed here, Villiana's group dragged Ecclesiast out of his house and into a mob. Ecclesiast begged for his life, but witnesses in the indictment alleged that Villiana denied his pleas.
They shot him in the head and afterwards sliced him up with machetes. Then they used a big rock to smash his head.
In Malden, far away, far from the cholera outbreak, far from the devastation of last year's hurricane in Les Irois, far from the political and economic havoc, and far from the open indictment for murder, Villiana lives with his Haitian wife and a young son. He's a 2016 graduate, with honors, of Bunker Hill Community College. Records indicate that Villiana has driven for Uber. He also has a Massachusetts commercial driver's license. An alleged killer qualified for driving a school bus in America. The lawyer who filed the civil suit says Villiana drives for the Eastern Bus Company of Medford.
He's been a fugitive from the law for a number of years, and we know that he's also traveled back to Haiti within that time. I mean, in fact, he was reappointed to office.
Scott Gilmore is a staff attorney for the Center for Justice and Accountability, the public interest law firm behind the just-filed lawsuit. The plaintiffs are seeking unspecified monetary damages, but also hope to seek criminal justice. Their suit lays out a second episode of political violence that erupted at the startup of Les Irois' first community radio station. Mayor Villiana called in live to announce he was going to shut it down.
He issued repeated threats against this radio station and then showed up at the house where it was operating with this armed crowd.
Nisaj Mater is another plaintiff. He owned the house where the radio station rented a room.
I agreed to have the station at my house because I know the media would serve the population. Jean Moros did not like the radio station and destroyed it because he knew that the population would become aware of the crimes he was committing.
That assault allegedly began when Villena rode up on a motorcycle. He distributed guns, including a shotgun, to the Carrega paramilitary, who started firing in the air as they marched forward to invade the house. According to victims and witnesses, Villena grabbed Nisaj Mater and started pistol whipping him while another associate beat a high schooler. When both victims tried to escape, Villena allegedly ordered one of the gang to fire the shotgun. Mater was shot in the leg. It would later be amputated above the knee. As for that high schooler, Juder Ismay,
Jean Moros Villena told someone to shoot me, and he shot me and I lost my eye.
Mayor Villena was arrested in the autumn of 2008. Provisionally released in December, he left, the suit says, fled for the United States. He's been living here in Malden since, apparently attracting neither attention nor interest from authorities. From Malden, he continued to travel back and forth to Haiti, still acting as mayor, despite an indictment in 2010 for complicity and commission of murder, and then a trial where he did not show up. Here is Nisaj Mater.
Jean Moros is an eternal chime. In 2009, he returned from overseas and burned down 36 houses. He never stays in the community. He comes, commits a crime, and then flees to the U.S. to hide.
A second trial in Haiti in 2015, which convicted his co-defendants, was also the second trial where Villena did not show up. The court ordered that he be tried in absentia. But that has not happened either. So a fugitive from justice, charged with murder, attempted murder and arson, and now accused of crimes against humanity, lives in Malden apparently as a lawful permanent resident, with a license to drive a school bus, and the mystery of how he did it. We could not reach him for comment. The plaintiffs and the Center for Justice and Accountability are hoping someday to put him in the dock. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.